Good afternoon, everybody. So for today's topic, we're going to talk about something a little bit unusual. I was sitting at Shalosh Shudas last week, 2 weeks ago, and someone sitting at the same table as me noted that there was seltzer on the table. And they asked, are they allowed to drink the seltzer that's on the table? I said, what are you talking about? What would be the problem with drinking the seltzer on the table? They said, well, you know, you're not allowed to drink water during Shalosh Shudas. So is this a violation of drinking water during Shalosh Shudas? So first of all, what is that about? Where does that come from exactly? And second, it opened up a bigger topic in my mind. Is seltzer water, or is seltzer something that's entirely different than water? I could think of 5 cases in halacha that this might come up, that the issue of whether seltzer has a din of water or does not have a din of water may be relevant. First of all, as far as this is concerned, as far as Zudah Shlishis is concerned. Second of all, as far as drinking before davening is concerned, it may be a nafkamina whether seltzer is considered water or something else. Third, as far as Netilas Yadayim is concerned, let's say a person is stuck and he doesn't have any water for Netilas Yadayim, can use seltzer for Netilas Yadayim. Fourth, as far as Bracha Rishona is concerned, there are rare circumstances that one does not recite a Bracha Rishona on water, but would that same hold true when it comes to seltzer? And fifth, as far as chametz is concerned, water is most certainly not chametz, but could be that seltzer might have a chametz-related issue that water does not. There may be other areas of halacha that I'm not thinking of, but these are the 5 that I thought of, where chapsa nafkamina, whether seltzer is considered to be the same as water. But the gedarim of each of these halachos are slightly different. So it's not so pashut that we could apply from one halacha to the next, meaning it may have a din of water for certain halachos and not a din of water for other halachos. So let's start with the one that we started with, that someone said to me that you're not allowed to drink water during Suda Shlishis. Where does that come from? So it is a Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, which is a Siman of out Suda Shlishis. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Mana mishiagias, mana mincha, dain misheishol, smechzul lemaila." Shalosh Shudas can be any time after 6.5 hours into the day. V'masa kodem l'chein lokiyam mitzvah Suda Shlishis. But if you have Suda Shlishis earlier than that, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Says the Rama, "Yesh omrim da aser lishtos mayim bein mincha lemayriv b'Shabbes." That you're not allowed to drink water between mincha and ma'ariv on Shabbos, the oz chozos haneshamos l'gehenim, and therefore, because that's when the neshamos return to gehenim, and therefore he says valkein ein lechol suda shlishis bein mincha l'ma'ariv el yochol asakod mincha, and therefore it's better to eat shalosh shudas before mincha than to eat it between mincha and ma'ariv. But v'yeshom diosetov l'spal mincha tchila, others say that it's better to eat daven mincha first and then eat shalosh shudas. And he says that's the minhag l'chadchila in all medinos elu, that we daven mincha and then we eat shalosh shudas. But what do I do about the water problem? I'm not allowed to drink water during shalosh shudas. Says the Rama, umikal makom ein lishtos mayim min anaharos. Avol bebayish shari v'kolshkein shar mashkin deshari, that you're not allowed to drink water. You should not drink water from the naharos, from the rivers, but in the house it's mutter. And the Mishabura writes severe leladei azu Mishabura sivkat nidbeis. This shita holds that the madis of a medrash anal deinu shosmayim in hashmashos haynu davka b'shosim in anaharos. That this shita holds that which the medrash says that one is not supposed to drink water during this time period, that's only water from the rivers. The Medrash he's referring to, he quotes in Sivkat and Ches, Mishbru quotes in Sivkat and Ches, that kol hashos hamayim b'shabes bein hashmashos kilu gozel krova v'mesim. It's as if he's robbing from his relatives who are deceased. So because that's when the neshamos are chozros l'gehenim. So certainly not to drink water from the river. It does seem that the practice is that we eat shalosh shudas between mincha and ma'ariv, but Rama says that one should not drink water from the river. So the question is, if one is makbid about not drinking water during shalosh shudas, what about seltzer during shalosh shudas? So the minug is like we said, is based on the Medrash Shachar Tov and Tehillim Perek Yud Aleph. It's quoted by many Rishonim, including Tosfos Psachim and Daf Kuf Hei, the Rosh in the 10th Perek of Psachim Siman Yud Gimel, the Mordechai over there as well, the Aguda, the Tur in Or Chaim Siman Reish Sadi Aleph. So the Rama himself mentions Shitas Rabbeinu Meshulam that there's also some debate whether it's really referring to Bein Hashmashos of Shabbos turning into Motzai Shabbos, or maybe it's referring to Friday night. But the simple reading of the Ramah is certainly that it's referring to Shabbos turning into Motzai Shabbos. Now, in Deber Tzina Rav, in Shuvas Be'er Moshe, in Chelek Dalet, Simen Lamedalet, he says that this Medrash, which is the basis of the Minog, is not quoted L'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not quoted L'maisa in the Rambam, and the Rambam, in fact, seems to argue directly on this Medrash, the Deber Tzina Rav points out, and there are opinions that hold that it's only relative to Erev Shabbos and not really to Shalosh Shuddis, and therefore you don't have to be worried about this minute. But if you want to be a Machmir, so all you can do is change the water just a little bit, put a little bit of orange soda or something into it that will change the water's taste, it will change its consistency, and then it will be considered Shar Mashkin. So Deber Tzina Rav seems to be assuming a klal that I've heard I heard from Rav Yisrael Reisman in the name of Rav Pam many times, and that is that whenever something's asa mishum sakan or mishum segula or something like that, whenever we have halacha, we do observe it, but only in the exact precise case where that halacha, where that minhag or halacha is brought down, only in the exact case where it's actually mentioned. So if the Ramah says that it's only by river water, or even if you go beyond river water, but it's only by water, then it's only by water. If you change it even ever so slightly, it's no longer part of that minhag. And therefore, it would seem, when it comes to Shalosh Shuddis, even if one is makbid not to drink water during Shalosh Shuddis, which was, by the way, a hakpada that the Stipler had, it's reported in Orchos Rabbeinu, in the new edition of Orchos Rabbeinu in Chelek Aleph, on pages 238-239, where in Osios Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid, where the Stipler was careful not to drink water during Shalosh Shuddis, but what the Deber Tzina seems to be telling us is that that's true, there may be such a hanhaga, but if you're going to be machmer, and if you change it just a little bit, then there's no basis whatsoever to be on it. However, in the Orchos Rabbeinu, in the Tshuvas Dvar Moshe, Chaim Simon Yudalid, he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky said that he's not comfortable allowing seltzer either. His father's minhag was to be very careful about water, and he's not comfortable about allowing seltzer either because he doesn't think it changes the status, that even when you put bubbles in it, it's still considered water, and considering that we're talking about davar shel sakana, kasha lahakel b'makom sakana. Since this is a matter of sakana, he says very difficult to be makil on a davar shel sakana, meaning chamira sakanta me isura. However, in the Dvar Moshe, he quotes a lot of other earlier achronim, the Marsham, and the Tshuvas, and Chelek Gimel, Simin, Shin, Ayin, Hey, and in Das Torah, Archaim, Sim, Kufn, and Ches, and Yardea, Sim, Shin, that seltzer is certainly not included in this minhag. So as far as the first issue, as far as drinking seltzer at Shalosh Shuddis, while the Stipler and Chaim Kanievsky are machmir, it seems that the majority of poskim would be makel, especially since it's only an inyan seguli, and whenever you're dealing with a matter of skula, you always, as soon as you change it just a little bit, then it's no longer included in that hanhaga. What about the issue of before davening? So in my first sefer, Hakona Alamo, Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Beis. So I discussed this issue in general of eating before davening. Are you allowed to drink water before davening? So it may depend on what the reason for the issur of eating before davening is. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis seems to identify two separate reasons not to eat before davening. Number one is a limud from the pasuk Lo Sochu Al Adam, that you're not allowed to eat before your mespalel al dama, before your mespalel over your dam. And then the second thing the Gemara says, if you eat before davening, then it's a violation of being a bal gaiva, that a person is showing that he's taking care, he's indulging in his own needs before davening. There is a third reason the Mishmur and Peites Sivkan Chav Zayin quotes, and that is by all mitzvos, that within a half hour you're not allowed to begin a meal within a half hour of doing a mitzvah. So therefore, within a half hour of the Zman of Shachris, one is also not allowed to eat. What's a nafkamina between these reasons? So one nafkamina might be whether you're allowed to drink water before davening. That if the reason for the Yisr is because Lo Sochel Al Adam, so drinking is also Asr, because even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is Sochlu, but misvara, drinking before davening, al-damo, should also be asur. But if the isur is of achila kodem tefila is derech gaiva, so then drinking water maybe is not considered derech gaiva to drink before davening. And even if the isur, reason for the isur achila is because you're not supposed to do anything before within a half hour of the Zman mitzvah, that could be only if it's a larger kind of meal. But just a drink is not going to be a problem. So the Tur, who only mentions the reason of gaiva, writes, kosva via that there is no gaiva when it comes to drinking water. And therefore, you're allowed to drink water before davening. And according to the Beis Yosef, the reason you need a pasuk midivrei Kabbalah to tell me the issur is mitam gaiva is to be magdir the issur, that only when it's derech gaiva it's asur. So that's the understanding over here. So it would turn out that if water is not considered gaiva because it's such a basic, simple drink, there's nothing fancy about water, but anything that's a little bit fancier might be problematic. So what does that mean? Might be how much fancier? So that's a discussion. The Mishnah Berurah famously tells us that if you have coffee it's got to be with no milk and no sugar, just plain coffee. Otherwise, it's going to be derech gaiva. It's considered to be an indulgence. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that in more modern times, most people only drink coffee with milk and sugar. So it's not derech gaiva. It's just that most people can't even get it down unless they're having milk and sugar in their coffee. So it wouldn't be considered derech gaiva to drink a coffee with milk and sugar. To go to your favorite Starbucks and order a $9 drink with triple espresso, whatever, grande, latte, whatever, that only you and your favorite barista know the exact potion to give you your morning pick-me-up, that l'chara is derech gaiva, right? So where does seltzer fall in the discussion? So yesh ladon, one could argue that since it's a fancier kind of water, it might be derech gaiva, whereas others may argue that no, seltzer is a very pasha to drink also. It's a much more pasha to drink than coffee with milk and sugar. So at least yesh ladon on the issue of seltzer before davening. What about netilas yadayim? Can you wash with seltzer if you don't have anything else with which to wash your hands? So that is a discussion that comes up in the following context. A lot of times when you pour water, when you open up a faucet and water comes out of the sink, the water is a little white or cloudy or bubbly. So are you allowed to use that for netilas yadayim? The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that any water that is colored, that's artificially colored, is pasul in netilas yadayim. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samech Si'if Aleph. So what about when the water is cloudy or bubbly? Is that considered that it's not really water and therefore cannot be used for netilas yadayim? So most of the poskim hold that it's mutter to use for netilas yadayim. Rav Yashiv, Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul, Rav Nassan Gestetner, and the Horus Nassan, the Alkut Yosef, all of this is recorded in Rivos Ephraim Chelik Vav, Simin Tav Yud, rather. He quotes Shitas Rav Yashiv in the Tshuva 7 Yisrael, Dayan Fisher, Chelik Zayin, Simin Yud Aleph, in the Tshuva Sar Letzion, Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul, Chelik Beis, Simin Yud Aleph Os Zayin, in Shuvus Lahoros Nasan of Nasan Gishtetner, Chelik Dalid, Arachayim Simil Ches, in Yalkut Yosef, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simil Kuf Samach Oz Beis, they all say that, you don't have to even wait for the water to settle. You're allowed to use it as is. It's still considered water. It's not considered a violation of anything. Now, the reason the water looks that way is just because the air pressure in the pipes, and you don't have to worry about it. And the raya is that the Shulchan Aruch himself, who doesn't allow colored water, says that if the water changes appearance because of rocks and dirt that get mixed into the water, then it would still be kosher for netilas yadayim anyway. Prima Gadim explains that since in the end the water remains truly clear, it's just that the dirt and the mud don't actually change the color of the water itself, it's just that they muddy the water, so to speak, then it's not considered to be problematic, whereas Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains that since it's the derech of the gidol of water, it's a natural thing for water to have dirt and mud mixed in, so it won't affect the water status. Whoa, those are two very different explanations. Wait, what just happened? Prima Gadim said that the reason water that has some dirt and rock mixed in is okay is because it doesn't actually change the water. The water is still really clear. Well, when you have bubbles in the water is still really pretty clear. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said that the reason that that it could have dirt and rocks in it is because that's natural to the water. That's the gidol of the water. That might make sense when it comes to taking water out of a faucet and the water is a little cloudy. That might be the gidol of that water, that the pressure in the pipes causes it to be a little cloudy. But if you're going to carbonate water, that is not the gidol of that water. That is not natural to that water. So mechap and nafkamina between the Prima Gadim and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, whether you're allowed to use seltzer for Netilas Yadayim. So that might be subject to Machlokas, perhaps. So where are we so far? As far as Suda Shlishis, we voted you're allowed to use seltzer. As far as you're allowed to drink seltzer. As far as before davening, we said, Yesh Ladun, whether that's considered Gaiva or not. As far as Netilas Yadayim, might be a Machlokas between the Prima Gadim and Shulchan Aruch Harav. What about as far as Bracha Rishona, as far as reciting a Bracha on water? So as far as Bracha Rishona on water, I wrote about in my second Sefer, Hakona Lemachelet Beis, Simin Yud Tes, that in general, when it comes to Bracha, there's a deal in the poskim, whether it's the Hana'as Hame'ayim that causes the Chiyuv of Birch Sanenin, or Hana'as HaChayich Va'Goron. Is it that you enjoy the taste, or is it the nourishment that one gets from the water? And Nafkamina is, what if you get one and not the other? And we paskin, if you have either type of Hana'a, one would recite a Bracha. So, for example, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Naf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that if someone is Shosamayim Litzamo, someone drinks water, has no flavor, there's no pleasure from the water, but there's no food pleasure from the water, it's just that it's nourishing you, it's hydrating you, you do say a Bracha. But if you're just taking the water, because dachanakte umtsa, you're choking on a bone and you don't really want the water, you're just choking and you need the water to clear up your throat, so then you would not recite a bracha because you're not enjoying the flavor of the water, nor are you getting enjoying the nourishment that the water gives you. You're just trying to clear a bone out of your throat. So that's what we paskin la'alacha, that one would not recite a bracha rishona in such a situation. But when you have either one, either you're trying to get hydrated, you're enjoying it as part of a drink and a meal, you would certainly say a bracha. What if you have something stuck in your throat and you drink seltzer? Well, let's say even simpler. What if you have something stuck in your throat and you drink Coca-Cola or orange juice? So of course you would say a bracha because you're enjoying the flavor of it. One could argue that seltzer is a hana'as, that is a hana'a of the mouth also. It's also something that's hana'as hachayich, that even though it may not be a flavored seltzer, but the tingle on the tongue is part of the pleasure that you get that's beyond just plain water. And therefore, one could argue that one would always recite a bracha rishona on water, even if you're just taking it to get a pill down or something like that. One might still recite a bracha on seltzer. I would think that one would recite a bracha on seltzer in that situation. Now, as far as whether seltzer is considered chametz or not, so that's a much larger discussion. I realize I'm already way over time over here, but just to be aware that the way that they make fizzy drinks is they use carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide can be made in many different ways. It can be harnessed in many different ways, and one way is by with the carbon dioxide released when they ferment beers. So if carbon dioxide comes from is harvested from beer or bread, is that going to create an issue of chametz? Or even if you get the carbon dioxide from non-kosher wine, would that be a problem of year-round? So there's a tshuva in the Arugas Habosim in Simin Kuf Chaf, where he says that carbon dioxide is very heavy with the flavor and the aroma and the reyach of chametz, so therefore it's going to be aser. However, they no longer have the reyach of chametz, it now goes through a whole process where it removes any sort of reyach, it's scrubbed of any residue, of any flavor that it may have retained from its original source, and therefore most poskim, I think, assume that carbon dioxide is not going to be a problem of chametz, and you don't have to go source the carbon dioxide and figure out where it was harnessed from. Nevertheless, there are some kashrus agencies mishum chumra de chametz that are machmir not to allow carbon dioxide that was fermented from beer, but would allow it when it comes to kidneys. So that's just a little bit. I should make one major point over here. This entire discussion about seltzer is unflavored seltzer. Right, if you have seltzer that it just happens to be clear, but it's clear choice and it's kiwi, raspberry, whatever flavored seltzer, that's the same as Coca-Cola. That's not any different than any other soda. In fact, I think there was a marketing disaster that Coke once tried to do for a little while, where they were marketing clear Coke. No one liked it. Everyone wanted their Coca-Cola to look like it's eating right through your teeth, not just to taste like it's eating right through your teeth. So they wanted to be more genuine. So a clear soda, just because modern technology allows us to make it look like water, even though it's very, very definitively not water, that certainly would not enter this conversation. Okay, so that's a little bit about seltzer. I wish everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.